My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, we talk about the Burton crime family.
We talk about colorism.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
Now, I have a bone to pick with you, bitch. You black bitch. I have a bone to pick with you. And we find out what made Bob say this.
That was also the same week that my mom told me that RuPaul was a man. And I was like, what is happening? I was like, y'all, come on. Someone got to tell the truth in this house. Because apparently, we'll just say anything. Monet, happy belated birthday.
Thank you, Bob. I wish you were there.
I wasn't invited, so.
Because you were in New York City rehearsing.
You don't know. First of all, you don't know what I was doing.
I know exactly what you were doing because we had a meeting the day before.
All I'm saying is I wasn't invited. That's all I'm saying.
No, that's not the truth.
I wasn't invited.
You absolutely were invited.
Where?
Thank you,
where?
Jacob.
I will allow both of you to screen grab and show me. Even when you can show me where I was invited.
Great.
Not Monet telling you I'm invited. When did I get invited?
Great. Here is the text message from Andy.
Is it to me? Is it to me?
It is to both of us, Andy and Caldwell.
Is it to me?
Andy to and me? Caldwell.
Oh! Is it to me?
Jacob Ritz. With the motherfucking receipts.
Well, nice of Andy to invite me to something when I wasn't in town. Very, very friendly of Andy. Very friendly of Andy.
Oh, Jacob.
Very friendly.
Oh, my God, Jacob. Jacob, that tasted like a caviar filet mignon, branzino, gnocchi.
Bitch, spell branzino. Spell branzino.
Oyster. B-R-A-N-Z-I-N-O. B-R-A-N-Z-I-N-O.
Define branzino.
Branzino. Branzino is a type of fish, honey. Anyway, Jacob, that was probably the most delectable,
and where is it native to? And where is it native to?
Thing I have ever experienced in my life. I am literally going to come.
Where's the branzino native to? Huh?
I am going to come in my pants right now. Thank you, Jacob.
Money, where are you? So, where were you on my birthday, Money?
Bitch, remember when I threw you a birthday party?
Where were you on my birthday? where were you?
On a side note, I'm looking back at this text. Andy sent this at 5 a.m.
Thank you. Yeah, I was asleep.
So what? So you don't read your text messages when you asleep?
And what was the date?
Who cares?
What was the date, Jacob? I want to know the date right now. What was the date? Oh, now you quiet. Now all of a sudden you quiet.
I watched a compilation of Bob the Dragon videos.
I want to know the date.
January 30th.
January motherfucking 30th.
Wow.
Anyway,
honestly, there's some shade.
My birthday was very fun. We went paintballing. We got 12 of us. We went paintballing, and honestly, Bob, you would fucking love paintball. It was so fun. I did not think it'd be that fun. It was so much fucking fun. I was like, we want to go back and like do it like all the time. It was fucking dope. If anyone has done paintballing before, you know that shit was dope. I think Jacob would have a good time too. I was afraid because you know you see things where you see it's gonna hurt you, but it really does not hurt, especially if you wear like a thick sweater and like sweatpants. You don't feel the balls hit you like that. And I thought it was so fun. Patty, you know Patty gets real Mississippi when it got to things like this.
Oh, I wouldn't hand no redneck a gun, girl. I don't know.
Didn't Patty get shot in the face?
No.
Somebody got shot in the face. I know Assad's boyfriend got shot in the ear.
Yeah, Assad's boyfriend got shot in the ear. And Andy got shot in his head, but that's about it. Everyone else got
Andy. Oh yeah, Andy was bleeding because it missed the. I
for
heard that
bleeding. Oof, I'm out. And for
he
that
was
reason,
not
I'm
bleeding.
Out.
He had a bruise.
Y'all niggas always bleed.
Anyway, so it was a lot of fun, and your arch nemesis Jenny Jaffe was there.
Would you stop?
And she would
stop this narrative. Would you stop?
You're your arch nemesis.
Would you stop? Would you stop?
Stop. Jenny and Jacob are good friends now.
Oh, yeah, it was just at her birthday party. It was really fun.
Which is Jenny and her little husband can get whoops, okay?
I love Jenny.
Do you think I could take both of them out at the same time?
No, Dan will tear you up.
You think so?
Dan will tear you up.
I don't remember what Dan
has
like,
a sword. He has a real sword.
Does he carry it everywhere?
He gonna carry it to fight you?
You know, I used to have those two swords. You remember my Deadpool swords?
Oh, you did? Where are they?
I gave them to Domino because Domino does cosplay stuff. And I had these swords forever. I had these swords for a long time. And I was like, I bought the swords at Denver Comic Con. And I was like, I bought these swords. Like, one day I'm going to use these Deadpool swords. So I bought these two swords. And then I bought them before I ever had the outfit. And then for Look Queen, I had the Lady Hyde make me a Deadpool gown with the swords, and I put the swords on the back, and I wore it, I think, one time, and I wore those swords ever again. And I would just sit around with just swords in my house, two entire swords. But isn't also, the thing is, you can't unsheath them like they do in the movies. In the movies, it's like,
well,
swing.
I think if you're skilled, Bob, if you're someone who knows how to do it, you can do it.
I think it's about the length of your arm, because I would pull, even if I pull my arm, even at my with my long-ass arms, all the way out, the sword was still in the sheath. So I couldn't do both at the same time. I had to like take one, like it was like
looking clumsy as hell.
Maybe there's some way to do it, but I felt like the sheaths were just too long or something.
Yeah, I remember those Deadpool swords. I mean, that's drag. Drag queens always having random shit in the house. And it's always when you give shit away, you throw something away, that's when you're like, oh, I wish I had, fuck, I gave it away to someone like last week.
I mean, I haven't needed those swords, but every once in a while I do wish I had some swords, because I used to love swords as a kid. Whenever I go to Comic-Con, I'm always tempted to buy a weapon, because they make these really like fantastical looking mm-hmm. daggers and axes and mm-hmm. battle axes and hammers and Wolverine claws, and they look so cool.
I want Wolverine claws.
That's very attainable. That's very, very attainable. They make them like a bar. They're like on a, you never been to Comic-Con?
No, I've never been to a Comic-Con before.
I wouldn't go to New York. I went to Denver because I just happened to be in town. I was doing drag in Denver at the time. And for me, the most exciting thing was seeing the costumes. But honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. This is no shade to Comic-Con people. But like, I'm used to seeing a certain level of costumery. You know what I mean? And there are some Comic-Con costumes that are like, oh my God. But most mm-hmm. of them are like, oh, not the straight people doing Halloween. Not the straights doing Halloween.
But you did go to Denver. Like, the big one everyone who talks about, I always hear about it, is San Diego Comic-Con. That's
drag
like
Denver.
That's like the,
drag.
That's the big Comic-Con.
What are you saying about Willow Pill? What are you saying about Evie Oddly?
The big one is San Diego Comic-Con. That's the one that's like fierce and legendary. So I imagine that one is where people pull out all the stops.
You're probably right, yeah. But the weapons were really cool. I now want to go buy a mm-hmm. sword. Is there a sword
what?
From a because they look cool. Like, swords look cool. I mean, I bought two and I got rid of both of them, but they just look really cool to me.
I want the katana from, the katana from Avatar.
Katana from, I'm not sure. I'm not, let me Google Avatar.
Or maybe
katana.
It's not called the katana.
Do you mean the Last Airbender or like the blue people?
No, the Last Airbender. The one that, I'm not even watching so long. The brother.
Zuko?
Zuko.
Sokka.
Sokka sword. The one that that's his like sword. I want one of it. It's like dark. It's like from like alien metal.
Yeah.
Sokka sword.
Sokka's sword. Oh, this thing?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
You can, Etsy is really good for finding stuff like that.
I mean, I don't really want to. Where am I going to put that?
I also kind of want, Psylocke's weapon.
The light up thing.
And I also want Cabal from Mortal Kombat. Those two hook sword things. That's like Cabal's good. Weapon. And I also like God of War, that like that axe he's swinging around.
Oh my God, Bob, have you played God of War?
No, but Jacob plays it.
Oh.
I made him play God of the old one, got him the old and the new ones. And he played like the first 2 hours and then stopped.
It's so good. It's such a good game.
I played I played before. Sometimes when Jacob plays games, he introduces me to certain games. He introduced me to, sometimes I love them. He introduced me to Spider-Man. I was not really into that one. He introduced me
what?
To.
What?
I said, you probably didn't hear me. Maybe because you haven't had, because your ears aren't as clean as mine. Not everyone's ears are as clean as mine, if you all heard on the last podcast. And then Jacob introduced me to Zelda Breath of the Wild, which I loved.
Hate that game.
Jacob introduced me to Fortnite, it's which too I much.
Love. Breath of the Wild is too much. You're left too much to figure to do on your own. I need like a guided story to take me through.
No. There is a guided story. There is a guide.
But there's so much choice in that open world. There's too much choice.
Okay, well, choose to follow the guide, bitch. Choose to follow the guide.
But there are like different things you can do in the guide. It's like not as linear as like God of War. And like God of War, there's like a linear path you can go. With Breath of the Wild, there's like four paths you can go. And I can't.
I would say there's probably more than four. I mean, you know, on Breath of the Wild, you could in theory go straight to the final boss and get your ass kicked.
Right.
If you want to. Like everything's already, what I love about it is that everything already exists in the world. You know what I mean? Like all the stuff already exists. You have to just build up. I think it's really cool. Jacob introduced me to Fortnite, which I absolutely love. I just got back into Fortnite recently, but I'm so bad at it now. All my friends, like we all started Fortnite at the same time, and now everyone is so good. And I'm like, and I spent like a year and a half not playing, so now I'm just like garbage at the game, and everyone's just 1,000 years past me. And of course, I don't know who introduced me to Smash. Was it you or was it Jacob?
Me. You started playing Smash because you had a vendetta. Like you had to beat me.
Oh, because you said you will never beat me in Smash. And do you want to apologize for that now?
No.
You never want to apologize for anything. Have I ever gotten an apology from you on this podcast? I actually don't know if I've ever gotten. I'm actually starting to think. I don't think I've ever once gotten an apology from this podcast. And we've been doing this for how many years have we been doing this for now? Have you ever apologized to me? Have you ever apologized to anyone? Can you name one person you've apologized to? And can we get them on the podcast to verify it, please? Did you apologize to Tamisha?
Did you? I did apologize to Tamisha. But I did at DragCon.
We'll see.
Anyway.
I found a text the other day. I mean, I'm not going to be able to find it because it was on. I shouldn't even bring it up because I'm not going to be able to find it. You know when you try to find something, you can't find it, and it's like, I might as well just shut up now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'll just shut up because I won't be able to find it. So
literally us on a podcast all the time, you mean?
How do you look up your memories on Facebook?
I have not been on Facebook in
so long.
I don't think you can.
Like sometimes when you log in, they're just available there.
Facebook? What?
Yeah, because it does it for each day, depending on the year ago.
But I saw.
What did you find? What was it?
I saw a Facebook status from someone who does not like. Well, I don't know that for someone who I've had discourse with online before, but it was like such a friendly. It was such a friendly Facebook status to me, and I was like, I forgot they used to like me. If I find it, I'll read it. But I won't say this from, but I'll read it though.
What was I gonna say? Smash. I've been really heavy my Smash back lately. I'm a good Young Link player, but I would want to take my Young Link to like the next level because I played this one computer. Because now I'm in above 10,000 GSP with Young Link, so I'm finding like really good players. And I fought one that. What I tell you, I could not get my feet on the ground. This motherfucker was juggling me like he was Bozo the fucking clown. Like I could not touch ground. And so I want to be a better Young Link player. So I've been I've been watching like YouTube videos and practicing a lot to get my Young Link like out of this world.
Have you ever played with what's her name? What's her name, Jake?
Pyren Mithra.
No, La Mama from Drag Race.
Kamara Hall.
Kamara Hall?
Yeah. Oh, girl.
She's really good.
She will gather you. You talk about you can't catch her breath. Can you keep up? No.
She's really good.
If she gets one hit with that fucking Bayonetta, it is a wrap for you.
Yeah, she's really good. But like, there's so much to being, and like, they're using all like these like all this language. You got to do a bear, a fair, a hop squat jump, a hop squat leap up. And I'm like, what? I bet she has a whole vernacular, like a whole vocabulary. I don't know, that like really good players use.
Like, are you watching like videos and stuff?
Yeah, videos.
Oh, like about like how to play. I sometimes I be watching little videos like how to be a better Smash player too. But sometimes I'm like, you just gotta get your ass out there and work. It's like work. No one wants to work anymore.
Wait, who do you think? Okay, who is your best Smash player? Like your best Smash player?
Me Gunner.
Really?
I'm not
Villager.
I just love playing Villager. So I am pretty good with Villager, but I play with Villager the most. But when it's like I need to win, I'm gonna pick Me Gunner, for sure.
Mm. How does that work out for you when we play?
I think there's online footage and evidences.
Let's play tonight then. What's up? What's good, Mary? Do you want to start on a sibling rivalry TikTok? Us just doing. I want to know how to stream games on TikTok, and we could just because I mean I spend hours playing Smash. We should do like start putting it on our sibling rivalry TikTok.
Jacob knows how to do it, and so does Mitch. You just got you got Kevin who?
Oh.
You
hot Kevin.
Oh, he knows how to do it too. Kevin, whatever his name is. Kevin the streamer.
Not Kevin.
Kevin McDonald, he knows how to stream too. Yeah, we have
TikTok
a game
specifically though.
Yeah, we have a game capture.
Oh, how to stream to TikTok?
Yeah,
stream
you need a game capture card and thing. Restream.
It's its own thing. You TikTok doesn't let you stream on it. Anybody's
Jacob.
TikTok doesn't let
Jacob.
We're gonna take a break. We're gonna come back.
Yeah, let's take a break. Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring. It was gray. It was looking crazy. And I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code RIVALRY to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. Ooh, that felt good. And we're back.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure because I was trying to look it up. TikTok is different. It's like its own. It's not like the little capture card thing is different.
No, that's TikTok, like a restream link.
No, TikTok grants out stream links as they see fit. So not everybody can live stream on TikTok from like Twitch.
Oh.
You probably can because you have enough followers, but you need to look into it. They grant it to you.
Got it. I mean, I don't know if this is true, but I don't see a lot of Black streamers. Maybe I'm also not looking. I also like stumble upon them. I'm not like looking. And I remember seeing that.
There's definitely Black streamers.
Well, I stumbled into a tweet thing about saying, Black people the bias of Black streamers on TikTok. But I don't know.
The gamer of the year, the streamies was iShowSpeed, who's like he's like huge right now. iShowSpeed is a massive, massive gamer. I just sent you.
And Sonic Fox.
Sonic Fox. Yeah, Sonic Fox. He's the best Mortal Kombat player like in the world apparently. Money.
I just saw your bitch work.
Money. Okay, question. Are you team light skin or are you team dark skin?
Oh my God, you're such a messy. You're a bad person.
Were you ever asked that as a kid?
No, I was never asked that as a kid. Not once could I remember. I'm trying to remember when I was really conscious of colorism. And I don't think it was not until like high school I realized it was such a big thing.
Do you identify as dark skin?
I think I identify as but somewhere in medium to dark, somewhere there.
Who's light skin? Can you name a light skinned black person?
Naomi Smalls is light skinned. Robin Thede is light skinned. Tichina Arnold.
It's Robin Thede.
Oh, Thede. Yeah. Tisha Campbell is Tisha Campbell.
I'm about to say Tichina Arnold.
Yeah.
Who Redbone?
See, it's okay. I thought Redbone and light skin.
High yellow. No.
Right. All those little ones, those are very Southern. And up north, like in New York, it was only like light skin and dark skin. No one was like high yellow or, as Asia would say, paper sack brown. Like we didn't use those kind of qualifiers.
Well, I think it's because of the extreme status tied to skin color amongst black people as a result of Jim Crow in the South that makes black Southerners so tied to their identity in regards to their, a proximity to light skinnedness.
Yeah.
Did y'all say light skinned?
Yeah, we used to say light skinned and dark skinned. What other words did y'all use? Like, I know paper sack brown, high yellow. What are the other ones?
Was it high yellow?
Is it only for light skinned? Is it not for dark skin?
Yeah, I never heard any for dark skinned people. So I just dark skin. I mean, you know, I'm pretty dark skin. I'm a relatively dark person. I am like darker skin than most black people I know. And I definitely got a lot of shit as a kid for being dark skin. It was really kind of annoying. I was also like a dark skin, but I was never light skin. Like, you know, suppose we got darker as they got older. I was like even pictures of me as a small baby. I was like a very dark skin baby, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And I went to all black schools, and my nickname was still Blackie. Isn't that crazy?
Like my I don't think that's crazy, because when you have all black kids, you're gonna have such a wide range of black kids, right? So everyone is trying to like find their color tribe even within all the black kids. So it's not crazy. Like I can see how that could be a thing.
Yeah, it happened. Whenever people hear that my nickname was Blackie, a lot of people just assume that I went to like an all-white school in Georgia. And I was like, nope, all black. And the nickname was still giving Blackie.
Imagine white kids calling you Blackie in school. That would, that's crazy.
When I went to school in Alabama too. So, I've heard white kids call black people a lot of crazy stuff. And I think in the North that sounds crazy, but in Georgia, that does not sound like that does not sound that crazy. Because I used to live, so there was one point when I lived in Alabama, for my time in Alabama, I lived in a white neighborhood. There were three black families in this whole neighborhood. And and now I think it is now a black neighborhood. I think we reverse colonized that shit. And I remember we moved in, and there was a black family next door, and like the dad was black, the mom was white, and the kids were all, you know, like light-skinned black people. And then me and my family were right next door. So we were like the two black houses side by side. And then like years later, this family from Syracuse, New York moved in around the corner. And I remember they were Jehovah's Witnesses, and I was afraid of them as a kid because afraid of Jehovah's Witnesses as a child. And that was the only black. And baby, when I tell you those white kids were very creative, and not just the kids, baby, their parents, they were very creative when it came to describing me and my brother and my mother. Oh, they got really rambunctious.
How did y'all know?
Because they would say it to our faces. They would say it right to our faces, Monet. Like they would call us all kinds of N-words. They would like you know, kids fight and stuff, but it just immediately turned racist. Like immediately it would just turn into like extremely racist name calling, or like their parents would be like, I don't want you hanging around my son. I know what you and your black brother are up to.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Like, it honestly, like a scene from a movie.
That's crazy. That is absolutely insane.
And that's on Phenix City, Alabama.
Yeah, that's not my experience. Like, I've talked about this before, and I don't know, it's because I was so young, I just wasn't aware of it. But in St. Lucia, like, a colorism and racism was not something that was very prevalent. And again, I lived there from the time I was 1 to 10 years old. So that's really young. But a lot of my friends, like, their first experience with racism and colorism, they remember from, like, when they're, like, in single digits. So I don't remember having that experience in St. Lucia. Well, but when I moved to America, I realized that.
Racially speaking, is it relatively homogenized in St. Lucia? Did you go to school with any white kids?
Well, I was going to say, not many. There were maybe like one or two. But even, you would think that would be even weirder, right? Because they're like, oh, there's that one person that's different, you know? But no, like there were like maybe one or two white kids in school. And there were white people that lived around town. And like, you know, white families live in St. Lucia. That's not a strange thing. But it was just not that big of a deal. But and not even colorism either. I mean, again, maybe I don't want someone listening to this from St. Lucia and be like, girl, what are you talking about? Blah 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 blah. But I just did not see colorism play a part in my development. I was not conscious of it at all as a kid.
Well, no one was gonna make fun of you because you were literally the child of the richest woman in St. Lucia. So they're all afraid of you. I mean, one bad word about you and Jackie would have their heads. Like, I mean, literally, they saw what happened.
Someone tagged me in the BTDQ fucking compilation of you talking about Monet is a rich kid, and I was watching it and I was laughing.
It is the funniest thing.
You are.
This is the, let me try it now. BTDQ video, if you're listening, that one is the funny. I was cackling, scream. I was on the plane, watching on the plane to New York City, and I was like, they're gonna throw me off this plane because I'm laughing so loud. That is the funniest shit in the world.
One of the funny moments is when I'm talking about how I was a kid and I was like, I got the scar on my leg when me and my brother were running and they were adding to the
estate. But yeah, Monet, no one made fun of you because they know what happened when Julieta backtalked you one time. That's why no one knows who she is to this day. So I think it makes sense that you had a very privileged upbringing, Monet. No one would dare speak nasty about the crown prince of St. Lucia, honey.
Anyways, when you see movies, right? Like, for example, the Nina Simone movie where Zoe Saldana got into a lot of controversy because she darkened her skin to play Nina Simone, because Nina Simone was very dark-skinned, and Zoe Saldana, she's Afro-Latina, and she's like light-skinned or medium to light, so she had to darken her skin. That was a very big controversy.
Do you remember that scene in Dreamgirls where Beyonce, it is like a moment during That's My Dream where Beyonce is like painted like a dark skinned woman. And it's literally
Yes, I remember. No. It wasn't that moment. It was like in like the compilation that you see that after she leaves, it's like her rise to stardom. It's like all these different cuts and she is dark. I know that she's in like,
it wasn't,
she's like
she was
a Nefertiti
leaving.
Thing.
Wait, was it during Listen?
Yes, it was that.
It was during That's My Dream where Jamie Foxx is singing That's My Dream, and it shows her doing the clip and like all this stuff. And then
I think you're right.
I might be wrong. It's been a while since I watched the movie, but there was a scene where Beyonce was like painted dark skinned. And of course, there's the infamous Tyra Banks top model challenge where she made people change races and darken
races,
their skin and lighten their skin. That was kind of wild.
Yeah.
You once did blackface in one of your music videos, and I had a photo shoot that I did in blackface that I used to hang in my living room years ago, too.
But I think you and I were particularly evoking minstrelsy. And like minstrel shows where people who probably were our color were still doing their faces up like that, and also white people doing it. So it was, to me, that was like a different than painting to be a dark person.
We were doing literal blackface, and it was to provoke thought and further conversation.
Yeah, because I think that even though, because I'm surprised when I did that, a lot of people did not know what minstrel shows were. I'm like, But that's something that I even learned in school in like America. And I was like, I thought that was like a, that's like part of the curriculum to learn about minstrel shows.
Yeah, I mean, we learned
in
about
the,
it for sure.
In like American
in the South. I wish I could impress upon you how much of history in Georgia is Black history. Like, you're taught a lot of, well, at least when I was in school, maybe because I went to Black schools, but there you were like, it is always Black History Month when I was in school.
On talking. I'm gonna look up something.
Well, see, it's really interesting how I felt like a lot of times when I was in school, we were actually being taught something that people might today call critical race theory. We were talking about the impact of racism and racist acts and how they affect us today. We actually used to do that a lot in school. That's why I'm so shocked that people are like, but at the end again, I went to all Black schools where teachers were, a lot of my teachers were Black, and if they weren't Black, they were teaching Black kids. You know what I mean? So it wasn't a shock to us.
Morgan Freeman recently had this thing about, did you see Morgan Freeman and the concept of Black History Month? Did you hear about this?
Oh, I thought I knew. He said he doesn't like Black History Month.
What happens when the prostate enlarges and the urine channel gets...
Oh my God, what? Not the prostate.
Wait, what are you Googling? Not Monet trying to figure out how to find the prostate. Monet, how old are you? You just turned 33. You should know how to find the prostate by now. Poe Andy, you should be digging around. I don't know what you're looking for.
Oh my God. Anyway, he does a whole quote about how he doesn't like, perpetuating Black History Month. I mean, doing Black History Month perpetuates more racism because we need to like stop talking about. I want to say exactly how he said it, so I don't like bastardize what he's saying.
Well, you didn't mind playing the prostate clip, so maybe you can play the. Since we all had to listen to your prostate lessons, can we listen to Morgan Freeman talk about colorism now? I mean, Black History Month, please.
So the person says, on Black History Month, you find, he says, ridiculous. They said, why? He said, you're going to relegate my history to a month. The person says, come on. He says, what do you do with yours? Which month is White History Month? Come on, tell me. He says, I'm Jewish. Freeman says, okay, which month is Jewish History Month? Wallace says, there isn't one. Freeman says, why not? Do you want one? Wallace says, no. Freeman said, I don't either. I don't want a Black History Month. Black history is American history. And then he goes on to say, and then Wallace says, how are you going to get rid of racism until Freeman says, stop talking about it. I'm going to stop calling you a white man, and I'm going to ask you to stop calling me a Black man. I know you as Mike Wallace. You know me as Morgan Freeman. You're not going to say, I know this white guy named Mike Wallace. Hear what I'm saying? What do you think about that? I thought that to be very interesting.
Well, to answer the question, Jewish History Month is May.
Like, I get the sentiment of
there is a Jewish History Month,
but there is such a disparity, and I think right now more than ever we are literally seeing in Florida they are actively not teaching about Black history, so you have to relegate an entire month to it, because if they have their way, we would not talk about it at all. So you can't just say it's separating us more. No, you, because of that, you need to do it.
Yeah, I would not approach it in the way that Morgan Freeman is approaching it. This idea that if we all just act like, if enough of us act like racism doesn't exist, it will just go away. I don't think that most of us, including Morgan Freeman, can choose to opt out of racism. You know what I mean? I understand that race is a social construct.
Well, people with money, though, Bob. Go ahead. Sorry. I'm sorry. I meant to cut you off. Go ahead.
I understand that race is a social construct that comes from white supremacy, but you can't, but most people, especially Black people, cannot just opt out of racism. You can't just be like, mm-hmm. I'm not going to acknowledge we're all part of the human race. I really have there's something that really irks me when people say we're all part of the human race. That is a red flag to me. If someone says we're all just one race, the human race, it's not giving what you think it's giving. It is a red flag, and I am going to either roll my eyes or say something depending on where we are and if it's appropriate. Like hearing like we're all one race, the human race, it's not what you think. It's not the serve you think it is, Mary. It is not the serve you think it is.
But to your point of saying about Morgan McCruen can just erase himself from racism, I think that sometimes when people have a lot of money and access, they really think they can. There is that fucking crazy clip of Lil Wayne being like, we're talking about some Black kitchen, but man, we're talking about Black people, man. We look at me. I'm making money. Because he has so much money and so much access. To him, the concept of racism and being Black, being not being a hindrance to being successful is his reality. So he feels like he can erase racism from his experience.
Yeah, but it will. But racism can and still will find you, even if you have a lot of money. I mean, if Barack Obama is affected by racism, then how is my black ass safe?
So look, Lil Wayne says it does not affect him. It is not a thing.
Well, maybe you know, I don't know Lil Wayne's experience, and maybe he's genuinely just not affected by racism, or maybe he's changed his mind. That was a while back. Maybe he's in a different place now. You know what I mean? Maybe Lil Wayne is now like, actually, I've done some reflecting, and that's not the case anymore. I don't know.
I hope so.
You know, I found out that apparently, and I might be misquoting, and they'll, I'm sure someone in the comments will drag me. But there was like kind of like a white flight from Cuba, where like a lot of light skinned people were leaving Cuba, and like the black people weren't leaving Cuba, and which is why. So one of the most famous black singers from Cuba, her name is Celia Cruz, and Celia Cruz, she's the famous singer who would always go Azúcar during her songs, because she always likes to sprinkle a little bit of sweetness into her songs. And azúcar means sugar in Spanish. And anyway, she's a black
picante,
woman from Cuba.
Spice. Oh my God, azúcar and picante.
Azúcar y picante. But anyway, she ended up doing this song, because she's a black woman from Cuba. She ended up doing this song called La Negra Tiene Tumbao, which means the black girl has it. So it's basically this, cause, and apparently, obviously, you know, colorism is not a uniquely American problem. Colorism is not a uniquely American problem. I know America's funked up, but it is a problem in a lot of Latin American countries. It is a problem. Apparently, according to Kim told me while years ago, that it is a pretty big problem in a lot of Asian countries. That you just do not, if you come from an Asian country where most people aren't dark skinned, they're like, you just do not want to be dark. You don't want to get dark. You do not want to get dark.
Yeah, Jasmine Rice was telling me this. In Korea, like the whiter, like that's why you see like the whiter you can get your skin, like the more privilege you have and the more acceptable it is. I'm like, that is crazy, girl.
Is it that crazy? You live in America. Is it that crazy?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just so nutty.
Well, I think it's wild when you think about it, because the race is a little bit more homogenous over there. It's not they're not as many the population racial makeup is not as diverse
there's
as
not
it is
varying,
in America.
Yeah.
So it does seem shocking that they would be like that, especially when like in America white folks are out in these streets trying to get tans. And
that's what I was about to say. These motherfuckers are spending hours on a beach to get darker.
And were you, as a kid, were you ever told to stay out of the sun so you don't get blacker? I was.
Yeah, I was told that. I mean, was I? Because
you
my family.
You're gaslighting yourself. Monet's finally decided to start gaslighting herself. Now, thank God I get a break.
Well, my family, we would go to the beach for literally every Sunday. We would go to the beach from sunup to sundown, and we'd be out on the beach playing around and doing that literally every Sunday. So it wasn't a thing of don't go to what. I think that as I got older, when I moved to America, and I would like go to the beach with my friends and cut school and stuff. I'm like, I want to be in the sun. I want to get darker. Like that's, I remember that. I don't think that came from like people at home or family or friends, you know?
Is there a big difference with your American family and your like you're a St. Lucia family, like your family who's been living here most of their lives? Do you find that culturally they are a little bit different?
No, because all my family that lives up here, like all my aunts and uncles and stuff, they go down to St. Lucia at least once a year, and they're very in touch with our roots there and like our family there, and they do lots
of
celebrations and family.
Is your brother very American?
He is very American. Very American.
Do they ever make fun of you for being American? Are they like, ooh, Kevin is American, honey?
No, because when I get around my family, Bob, like I know y'all, everyone makes fun of that video and like how I talk and stuff. When I get around my family, that's literally how I talk, and I just fall back into all those old habits. Like if you ever come with me to St. Lucia, I think you would be tickled pink. You would be like, what is going on? Like just that's just how I behave with my family.
Well, like paintball, I've never been invited, so maybe one day. If any of the St. Lucia people ever want to invite me to meet their families and go to their mansions, I'm assuming you all have mansions. I would love to come hang out with you all, because I'm never going to go fucking. And if I do go, I am going to start the documentary Finding Julieta.
Finding Julieta.
Yeah, the documentary.
Stop saying her name wrong. Can you please try saying one thing with the accent? Instead of saying Julieta, And
I don't want to say it again. I said it one, I think once is enough.
You sound so good.
You don't ever say my family. My family's name with their accents.
I do. I call Grandma Julia. Who else got an accent?
Her name's Grandma Julie.
But you said someone's.
Well, we call her Grandma Julia. So some people call her Julia, but it's Grandma. Can you say Grandma? It's not Grandma. It's Grandma.
Grandma. Grandma Julie. Grandma,
and Justin.
Justin.
And Martha. Martha. It's Martha.
Martha.
Whatever. Like, what's your mom's name? Martha. Martha. How would you say Martha?
Martha.
Martha. That is such a country name. Martha. I'm sorry. Martha is a old lady country name. Could you imagine like a 14-year-old from New York City named Martha? Like, imagine a New York City 14-year-old girl like, what's up? My name's Martha.
But it's just the time, Bob. Names change. Like, now kids are named fucking Apple and all these crazy names.
Apple and watch.
Oh, so what I remember watching this small documentary on YouTube, and it's about this channel in Brazil called Globo, and they do this thing, this annual competition called the Globeleza to find the carnival queen, right?
Money, name some of your favorite light skinned people.
Oh my God.
You're so ridiculous. About to start naming. This is so messy. You were literally about to be like, oh yeah, let me think.
No, I just said, literally, I was processing. I just said, I was like, my favorite. And I was like, oh, he's being silly.
Do you remember your first time seeing, like, was there anyone that you ever saw on TV that really changed the way you look? I just saw this fucking interview recently, and it honestly kind of drove me crazy and also made me feel deeply sad for the women in the interview. It is Whoopi Goldberg and Joan Rivers. Mm-hmm. So Joan Rivers had a really low self-esteem about her looks. She felt really bad about her looks. She talked about it all the time. She always thought she was ugly. She was always going on and on and on about how ugly she thought she was all the time. And she's sitting down in an interview with Whoopi Goldberg, and she's like, do you ever wish you were beautiful? And Whoopi Goldberg was like, I am beautiful. And she was like, no. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there are these girls, she started naming it, but she's like, do you ever wish that you were like really beautiful? And Whoopi Goldberg had to be like, what? What year was this? Just happened. Joan Rivers versus Whoopi Goldberg interview. It was honestly gaggy. I could not believe that she asked her, have you ever wished you were beautiful? Whoopi, Joan Rivers. I was blown away. I could not believe she had the nerve to say that to her.
That's tough. Now, did you ever wish you were beautiful? Like, bitch, who the fuck you talking to?
Wouldn't you like to be thin and gorgeous? Truthfully, I am. I am gorgeous. You know, I lived it for me. It used to be the Brett girl. Yep. Thank you. Wow. On the back of the magazine, and just never moved. Yes. That to me was the epitome. And then I realized that, you know, somebody had to build that. Yes. You know, that wasn't like when you wake up in the morning. When I wake up in the morning these days, I look in the mirror and I think, you know what?
Yes, Whoopi. No.
But also, when I
held that shit like a boss.
And when I was a kid, I used to like hear about Whoopi Goldberg being ugly, and they just and it was so ingrained because it was such a popular line from The Color Purple. You show is ugly. It was this very popular line from The Color Purple. So I kind of grew up with the idea that Whoopi Goldberg was ugly, which is upsetting because I look like Whoopi Goldberg. Like, I'm telling y'all, if I wear the Whoopi wig, can we please put the picture here of me dressed as Whoopi Goldberg? Like I literally look like Whoopi Goldberg. So I had to just kind of accept, well, if Whoopi's ugly, then I have to be ugly because they said she's ugly.
Oh, no,
like,
Roberta, you're beautiful.
Okay. Anyway, but what was...
Why is it okay like that?
Let me process my feelings. No, it was really it was just really upsetting. Then I look back at old pictures of Whoopi Goldberg, and now even now, and just think to myself how gorgeous she is. I think Whoopi Goldberg has always been just so beautiful, truly beautiful. Mm-hmm. Did you see when someone was shading her on The View recently about her weight?
Who?
I think it was Judge Shapiro. I think it was Judge Shapiro.
Well, she's a fucking crazy dumb bitch. Of course she would. She's that crazy conservative bitch.
Maybe it wasn't Shapiro. It was some. Who was it? I'm not. Someone's gonna remember. Someone said something about Whoopi's weight on The View. And it was not received well. It was like
Whoopi going on her.
Was it Sunny Hostin?
No way Sunny would say something about Whoopi's weight.
I think sometimes when there's a singer that loses weight, sometimes they lose their voice.
No, it wasn't Sunny. It was someone on The View, and they were like, they said something about losing weight, and they looked at Whoopi Goldberg, and they were like, oh, it's like two pair. This is like, my pants are like two pair of your pants or something like that. I was gagged.
No.
I was gagged. And everyone was kind of like, what? Also, can I tell you real quick? Tell me you're familiar with Joy Behar versus RuPaul.
Of course. RuPaul gathered her. Like a RuPaul gathered her like a ponytail, honey.
She said, I was not dogging her ass. I was just telling like a TR years, okay? That's one of my favorite. I was not dogging her. You call me butch. Well, you're a bitch. Well, all it is that then she starts imitating Joy Behar's voice. She goes, why do you look so good? And then Joy Behar goes, you think I'm going to take fashion advice from a drag queen? And RuPaul goes, well, honey, you better take it from somebody. when she said, well, you think I'm going to take fashion advice from a drag queen? Well, honey, you better take it from somebody. That is, can we put that in?
We have to play it. Yeah, we can't. It's not copyrighted. I'm going to find it and play it.
Oh, it was so, I want them to like actually put the sound in. I want them to put the sound in.
Well, you know what? I have to say, when I saw her backstage, I have to say that they did femur up. I love the haircuts.
Doesn't the hair look great?
The hair looks great. And you're wearing nice colors and stuff. But
I love nice colors and stuff. That's my new favorite compliment. You're wearing nice colors and stuff.
No. She looks fabulous.
Do you think that I'm going to take fashion advice from a drag queen?
Well, honey, Joy, you better take it from somebody.
All right, I have the Brazilian thing finished.
Okay.
You think I'm going to take fashion advice from a drag queen? Well, honey, Joy, you better take it from somebody.
RuPaul's voice is so fab.
Well, you better take it from somebody.
So I remember, I think I watched, this was a YouTube thing I watched, or maybe I watched a documentary on Netflix or something like that. But Brazil does this annual competition. It's called the Globozilla, to find a carnival queen. And like, they like dance in multiple shows. And it's like the big thing that people like do in Brazil. And generally,
is it like Miss America?
Yeah, but a little different. But the same thing, right? I don't think it's not all the same categories. I don't think it's more about dancing and like you being the carnival queen. And then it always goes to light skinned women. Well, a dark skinned woman named Nayara Justino won the title for the first time. She was the first dark skinned woman to ever do so because it was a public vote. Like people from Brazil were voting for this woman to win. And she is stunningly fucking beautiful. Okay, but after she won, there was a lot of racist backlash against her for winning on Facebook and Twitter. People saying all kind of shit. So they removed the title from her, and they never gave her a reason why.
And what happened after that?
I don't remember if they gave it to like another light skinned woman, but because she was dark skinned and people were commenting that they didn't like a dark skinned person won, they took the title from her. Like, it's like this prestigious thing that everyone, the whole nation, like, comes together to choose this carnival queen. And they strip the title from her. Isn't that crazy because she's dark?
So it's weird because, like, obviously most people wanted her to be the carnival queen. So if most people wanted her to be the carnival queen, it seems like there were just a few people who complained. Like, how does that work? How does that even work?
I don't know.
And the one other part of that story that is... is the network didn't say that when they fired her. So they said it was her, the network said her artistic skills were not a match for the role. So, but like the implication, that is what the implication is. It was because of her.
Well, you know, the first Black Miss America got her title stripped too.
Who? When? Why?
Monet, you don't know who the first Black Miss America is? Tell me this is a
Vanessa
bit.
Williams?
Yes, Vanessa Williams, the but first I didn't realize
that she got it. It was stripped from her. I did not know that part.
She got tied a strip for taking scandalous photos.
I did not know that it got taken from her. Gagiana.
But I don't even think the photos were that scandalous. I think it was like vaguely scandalous, but she was Black.
You're Mike Jacob. That like I'm not, I don't want to. You know, I'm not going to look it up. I don't want to disgrace Jennifer Williams.
We're discussing her history. She's a big part of American history. Let's see. Why was Vanessa Williams stripped of title? Williams became the first Black woman to win the crown in 1983, but when Penthouse magazine published unauthorized nude photos of her, I guess they were nude, she was forced to resign her title. And apparently there were unauthorized nude photos, according
to
DefenderNetwork.com.
I have a question. How does colorism show up in your life? Like, is this something that you like are constantly, or you have a lot of interactions with? Like, do you experience colorism a lot, you think?
Maybe not as much as I did when I was younger. I think the world is actually getting a lot better. When I was younger, it just kind of felt like it was just constant. Like it really, as a child, it really felt like it was just constant. But I think the world is getting better. That's why I am so grateful for these little Gen Z shits. Cause I think they are honestly, they are gathering us millennials and these Gen Xers and these fucking boomers. They are gathering us and not letting us breathe a second. And honestly, y'all keep it up. Keep the pressure on, because this is truly what we need in our next generation. This is what we need in my opinion.
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it shows up a whole lot in my life. I mean, I see the discourse about it a lot online, right? Like you have like, and he says that he doesn't, but there are literally like screenshots and things online that exist, how people like Chris Brown, like they don't let like darker skinned girls into the VIP, or saying that light skinned girls only. Like I see like a lot of discourse about colorism that way. Not necessarily, and obviously I'm not stupid. I know it shows up in ways professionally.
Is
at
that
work
obvious?
And it's,
is that obvious?
What?
That you're not stupid?
I know that it probably shows up a lot in work, and because I don't have a traditional job where I'm like, you know, in an office, but I'm trying to think of like things that I've encountered colorism or seen it at play on set or on different things. I don't think I have. But I know that it does show up there. But I agree with you. I think it is getting better. And the younger generations is a big reason in part why that is happening, for sure.
For some reason, I don't really like when... I think it's just my past trauma, but I don't like when other people, especially white people, acknowledge how Black I am in a room full of people. It does happen every once in a while, and sometimes it is pertinent to the conversation, but other times just like I don't know why we need to discuss how like, and not just that, not the fact that I am Black.
Does that happen a lot? That's
not
crazy.
Not a lot, but enough.
But it just happened at all. Yeah,
yeah, it has happened before. Yeah, because like somehow whatever the conversation is going on, and you know it usually comes up when white people talk about tanning. When white people talk about tanning and how dark they get in the summer, especially white people who tan and go, I get really dark in the summer.
They love telling you, just as much as they like telling you how much their eyes change color. White people love telling you how dark they get.
Have you ever had a white person tell you they get as dark as you in the summer?
Yes, many times.
Monet, I've had white people tell me they get as dark as me. Y'all, and for those of you who are strict listeners and you've never watched this podcast, yo, I am Black. Like, I'm maybe not as dark
with
as
Lupita. With a capital Black.
With a capital. I am literally Whoopi Goldberg's complexion. I am like one shade lighter than Lupita Nyong'o. I'm the same shade as Wesley Snipes. I'm the shade of Bernie Mac. I'm the shade of who else? Like, just name a dark skinned celebrity. Like, I am that black. Like, Michael, y'all know Michael Blackson, the comedian. I'm literally that black.
So when Bob is so black, Jeffree Star doesn't carry his shade range.
Literally. So when someone looks at me and says, when a white person gets the gall, the unmitigated gall to tell me that they get as black as me in the summer, I gag every time. That is
even
so
saying as dark as me is
crazy.
Problematic.
Fuck problematic. It's just a lie. It's just a lie.
Yeah.
No, Amber, so you crazy. Don't get as black as me. It was Amber. Oddly enough, I know way more black girls named Amber than I do. Like, I know more black women and girls named Amber than white women and girls.
I know that's true for me. The only white black Amber I know is Amber Riley.
But that's probably I went to school with mostly black people, so all the girls I went to school with were called. Were
like, God, we get it. You went to school with a whole bunch of niggas. We get it. Damn. Okay.
Not the hard R. Not the hard R.
Not the hard R.
Rewind the tapes.
Amber Ruffin.
Amber Ruffin. Yeah.
Who's Amber Ruffin? Y'all know Amber Ruffin.
Yes, the host. The late night host.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
So now you have Peacock. Name two other shows on Peacock then. Since you're the queen of Peacock.
Traitors. The Freshmen of Bel-Air.
But enough about you as a traitor. Have you watched Queer as Folk? Queer as Folk didn't get renewed.
I know. That sucks.
Amber Rose.
Amber Rose. She's like
she black? Is she black?
Yeah. Bob. Oh, I saw Amber, my God.
I don't know if she was black. I thought Amber Rose was.
Amber Rose is black with a capital black. Yeah, she's from Cape Verde and so on the coast of Africa.
I don't know. Charlize God. Charlize Theron is from Africa too.
But Amber Rose is black. What do you mean is she black? She looks black.
She doesn't. Her father is Irish and Italian descent, and her mother is of Cape Verdean and maternal Scottish. So she's three quarters white and one quarter black, according to this thing I just read.
That still makes you black.
I'm not saying she's not black, but I'm just saying. I'm just saying it's giving light skin.
This is the problem.
I'm kidding. Sorry, that was a bit. I joke. I play too much. I know. I joke too much. I know. Here's a question I always ask people, which is crazy to me that some people don't think this. This is crazy to me. Do you think Mariah Carey looks black?
Okay, so growing up, I did not know Mariah Carey was black.
You think it's crazy that I didn't know Amber Rose was black?
But I was also young, and I'm not an adult. Like, I'm talking about when I would see my mom have like Butterfly CD and the Number Ones, like when I was like 9, 10, like I didn't realize. When I went to high school, I was like, oh, she's black. I didn't know that. But when I was young, I did not know she was black.
I knew she was black. She also just kind of sounds black. I know that's problematic to say, but she just sounds like a black woman.
I didn't hear her speak when I was young.
Like when she sings, she sounds black. When she talks, she has that New York accent.
But yeah, there are white people that sound like JoJo sounds like a black woman when she sings.
But she's white though.
I know, but I'm saying, but she sounds like she sings black.
It's true. For whatever reason, I just knew Mariah Carey was black. Okay, you know a moment that gagged me in life? This is a moment that blew my mind. I was a kid watching the Jackson 5 movie. And I was like, why is this little black kid playing Michael Jackson? I said, Mom, why this guy got an afro playing Michael Jackson as a kid? It doesn't make sense. And my mom was like, boy, Michael Jackson is black. And I was like, wait, I'm sorry. What? And she was like, Chris, Michael Jackson is black. And I was like, okay, I have eyes, right? And I've seen two of them. One on either side of my nose. I have seen Michael Jackson. That's a white man. Like that is, and my mom's like, no, Michael Jackson. Everyone thinks trying to explain being gay to kids or drag to kids. Try explaining that a black man just turned white.
Is wild.
I was like, what is happening? She's like, he has a disease that makes you turn white. And I was like, well, why is his hair white? Like, why does he have white hair? She goes, well, he would have an afro if he didn't wear the wigs or get his hair straightened. And I was like, okay, but I have a what question. About his...
Wait. So the vitiligo turned him white? I thought, all this time, I thought that he was doing like skin lightening to become white. I didn't realize the vitiligo did that.
So no one knows for sure, but there are cases of vitiligo where a person can lose all of their, it will spread over the entire body. There are some very rare cases of vitiligo where it spreads and there you're left with very, very, very few dark spots on your skin. And other people said that he had a vitiligo and then he tried to even out his skin by bleaching it as opposed to darkening it.
Interesting.
So no one knows for sure. I mean, I'm sure someone knows, but it's not public information whether or not his vitiligo changed all of his skin white or not.
Well, I always knew he was black because I guess I just grew up knowing Michael Jackson was black, even though I didn't. Because I heard the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson before I saw them, so I always knew that he was black. So when I just saw him as an adult, I just thought he was just a light-skinned black person. It was when I saw the movie when I got older, I was like, oh, he was dark when he was young. But I always knew he was black, though.
Well, it never made sense to me why Janet Jackson was black and Michael Jackson was white. I was just like... I was a kid, so I just never, my mom was like, well, Janet Jackson's black. And I was like, yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, she sure is. I was thinking maybe Michael Jackson's mom, got remarried to a black man and then Janet Jackson came out. I didn't know what was going on. That was also the same week that my mom told me that RuPaul was a man. And I was like, what is happening? Like,
really?
I was like, y'all, come on. Someone's got to tell the truth in this house. Because apparently we'll just say anything.
You need to listen to someone.
Well, honey, you're going to have to listen to somebody. But yeah, I remember my mom, I was like, how is RuPaul a man? That literally doesn't make sense. I'm looking at her. That is a woman. Like I'm literally looking at a woman right now.
My mom, he went back like, to being a man.
Did you ever think RuPaul was a, do you remember RuPaul from your childhood?
Yeah, I remember seeing his show on VH1. Like, I remember like scrolling through it on TV, but I don't know when I remember like knew he was a drag queen. But I do remember seeing his talk show like randomly on TV.
You better work, cover girl,
girl,
give a twirl,
do
your thing. On the
Bob, how are you gonna combat colorism today? If you could do one thing to combat colorism, how would you do it today?
Break up with
Jay. Oh my god. You're a monster. If I could do one thing to combat colorism today, it would be to get down to fucking Brazil and make Nayara Justino the Brazilian queen for the next decade.
Well, how would you do that?
Well, I'm saying if I had like a magic wand I could wave.
Well, if you have a magic wand, I think there's probably you're gonna waste it on
Bob. Can I have my thing? Let me have my thing. I don't need you to correct my plan. That's what I want.
You can have it. I just found out you have a magic wand, and there's all this stuff going on in the world, and you're like, we need to find out who's gonna be the queen of Carnival, honey. That is the first thing I'm doing. I'm gonna restore for a full decade. It just feels like maybe your magic wand could be put to other uses. You know what I mean?
This is my moment. So I want to do with my magic wand. Do what you want with yours, bitch.
Okay, if I had a magic wand, I probably would not be working on titles like Queen of Carnival. I would probably maybe if I could wave my wand and my wand could I don't know, something about like, I think it starts with like kids and like the way they perceive themselves and maybe all the little, you know, I wouldn't even want, and I would like not allow little kids to like make fun of each other for the color of their skin.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Okay. I like that.
I have a dream today that my four little children will one day be judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
It should have been the content.
The content. Someone should turn Martin Luther King's "I Have a Dream" speech into a fierce fucking.
I'm sure it's out there.
Track.
Oh, maybe not that.
Imagine.
Guess what?
What?
I'm black with a capital black. I got my little Bob the Drag Queen, my letter of authenticity, honey. Now I have a bone to pick with you, bitch. You black bitch.
Okay, I'm ready.
I have a bone to pick with you.
I'm ready.
Why wasn't I number one of 150? Why am I 141? Huh?
Because I have 40 friends that I wanted to send before I sent to you. I have 40 entire people.
40, bitch, 140.
I'm sorry, I misspoke. 140. Yeah. Whatever. And you know who was number one? The rightful queen of St. Lucia, Julieta.
Lucia? Yeah, bitch, get the country name right. Talking about St. Lucia.
Julieta, honey. the true queen of St. Lucia, who's been done wrong by the Burton crime family for way too long, and we will no longer be bullied. We will no longer be intimidated by the Burton crime family. Do you want to apologize to Julieta's family?
Julieta is living her life thriving.
You don't know.
Okay,
you have no clue. You literally have no clue. Your family doesn't tell you what they
do. Know.
Your family doesn't tell you when they do their crimes. They don't tell you. They want you to stay innocent. Do you remember as a kid how many times your mother told you to go to the other room and put on your headphones? Do you remember when she would say, go to your room, go to the West Wing? She would say, Kevin, go to the West Wing. Go to the West Wing, put on your headphones. Does that sound familiar? And then you would put them and turn the volume exactly. You would turn the volume all the way up. And then she would say, and you come out and the whole house smelled like fucking Pine Sol randomly. Is that a coincidence, Monet?
It's so ridiculous. I had to go. I can't
go
listen
do
to
what?
This propaganda anymore.
Go do what?
I have things to do. I go to DC tomorrow.
Do you have a current housekeeper?
She's not a housekeeper. She's someone that helps my grandmother, which I said before. My
in the house you live in right now. In the house you live in right now. In LA.
Oh no. No.
You don't have nobody come over and help you clean your house. You don't have a cleaning lady.
Yeah, the same lady that you use. We use the same lady.
Oh yeah, and that's I sent her to you so I can keep an eye on her and make sure she's safe from you and your crime
yeah,
family.
That's sure.
That is sure. Why the only reason is,
you're the same.
Yeah, because I don't want you to commit crimes to her. I can keep an eye on her. I check on her when she comes over. She's literally crying every week from what you and the dog and especially the cat do to her when she's there.
You're wild. The same one you use, bitch, is what I have. So,
you know, I'm keeping an eye on her. I love you very much, but I am gonna hold you accountable. But I will hold you accountable. Bye.
Bye.